what change occurs for Mokya to take place?
What happens? There's nothing happens. Really speaking, no, there's no happening in moksha. You know, the moksha is just the... See, in the vision, suppose when the vision, the understanding of the reality, first you understand what is the reality, then when it becomes very clear, in clear vision, you don't see a second thing. Don't see a second thing means you don't see the thoughts being away from, thoughts being just the manifestation, surfacing of consciousness becomes very clear. In seeing the consciousness, the thoughts resolve. Resolve means there's no rising again. The stillness is recognized. Then again, there's no need for any thought to rise. See, in recognizing the consciousness as the oneness, okay, oneness of reality, in that, actually, why they say stillness means there's no disturbance. The disturbance is not there. The smallness is the disturbance. Like a small stone thrown into the water disturbs the stillness of the water. Then it whistles. That disturbance results in ripples. Like that. So the smallness, I am small, that notion is the disturbance. That is resolved. That disturbance is taken care of. There's no disturbance, only stillness. Really speaking, there's nothing happening actually. People think, okay, how will moksha will be? Moksha is nothing. Just the mind becomes so calm. In fact, in Tirumool and Tamil literature, you know, they talk about the... unfortunately, you can't follow that. Very brutally he says, you know. In fact, this is nothing but a big balloon filled with air of this, you know, this sthula, sukshma shariram, you know, and what happens, this goes, but still the air is there. In fact, the same Upanishad we are going to see later on, when how the birds, you know, when the bird flies, we can't see the footprints of the birds after it flies. They go without leaving behind a trace of the footprints. Similarly, the jnani also dies, means again he doesn't come back, doesn't assume another body that is set there. So really speaking, then nothing happens. You're only understanding. It's, as long as you see only the waves, you don't see the water. Okay, what you see in the form of waves, nothing but water. But you miss seeing the water. Once you see the water, even though you see the waves, but still you see, you don't see the waves being away from the water, then you understand, no? That understanding is resolving. The understanding that waves being not away from water is resolving, wherein, similarly here, all the thoughts being resolved in consciousness, also the smallness is resolved first. Then what is there is only freedom. Freedom means the fullness. And fullness which is very sarupam.
This knowledge, what you say, to keep that knowledge all the time, I'm sure it might be difficult to keep it all the time, and so one has to...
That is what we say, first of all, you have to understand very clearly. Understanding itself is pauna punyena shravanam, 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 shutva, 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 punaha, punaha, shutva, listen again and again and again, because not one sitting, not many sitting, 10 sittings, 100 sittings, it's not a package course. Vedanta study is not a package program at all. It's not a package. That's why you have to keep on studying, and you study and read. You even what you've already understood, you have to study. Study, and the more you study, clearer it becomes, vagueness goes, because Shastram doesn't change. My understanding capacity becomes different because mind becomes subtler. I start seeing, you know, much subtly things. That the study itself is a great, you know, it's a miracle. You keep on studying, you see the repeated study enhances clarity. You become clear first. First step you become clear. No, because first a big shock. First big shock, you are not the body, okay? The self, knower is not the body, is the big thing. Now, because we deal everything from the standpoint of the mind. And then slowly the clarity enhances the understanding. Then afterwards, then even when you say, okay, many things are very clear for me, when you understand also, then that is when the contemplation, you know, contemplation means, like, contemplation just every time you see the wave, you also see the water along with that, and seeing the water, you don't just see the water, and you see the wave being inseparable from the water, and you see only the water, you know, it's all made contemplation in fact. And that will slowly resolve. That becomes ascertain, oh, water is only water. All these waves are there, but they're nothing but water. And that wave is the oneness, the only self of all the waves. That, you know, that becomes very clear.